This is KUNC. Colorado was one of the first states to experience a school shooting, and in the years since Columbine, one issue is still largely the same. How to identify the signs that might lead to violence? As KUNC's Matt Bloom reports, one Northern Colorado school is helping its students help each other.
Multiple tragedies struck Berthoud High School students leading into the 2016 school year. There was a suicide in April, a murder in June. Both were students in the town of Berthoud. And in November, a 15-year-old brought his father's AR-15 into the school before classes started and fatally shot himself.
I had seen how some of the tragedies had affected kids in our school and how it just sends out ripples, whether it's a tragedy or just something that's kind of negative.
Kimberly Blau was a freshman at the time. After the news crews came and went and the principal resigned, she started thinking about what could be done to address mental health at her school.
It's not just dealing with a bad incident when one happens. It's trying to prevent them, and it's making the culture overall just so much more welcoming.
And she wasn't the only one feeling that way. Raquel Ramirez oversees mental health services for the Thompson School District. She says they needed something more than just the counselors already on staff.
We also started looking at other resources that we could put in place. They were all things that we were already looking at doing, but we just kind of sped up the process a little faster with Berthoud High.
Ramirez found a national suicide prevention program called Sources of Strength. It teaches students how to recognize the warning signs of depression in their peers and what they can do about it. The first training was in March of last year.
So can I get five people to come help me demonstrate this game really quick?
This is a video from the organization's website. It shows how the trainings typically start. Students gather in an empty classroom and play games to loosen up, like pterodactyl.
The object of the game is you can never show your teeth, okay? So you always have your teeth like this, and you can never drop your hands down. You gotta always keep them up like this, like a pterodactyl.
What follows is 4 hours of discussions and exercises focused on some intense topics, including spirituality, family support, medical access, and generosity.
We're here to listen to them. We want them to tell us what they actually think, not just what they think we want to hear.
Raina Razak is a former teacher and school counselor from Denver. She's also the Sources of Strength trainer assigned to Berthoud High School, and it's more than 700 students. 43 of them took part in her training last month.
Very early on in the day, we played a couple of games and then jumped into a conversation of, you know, what are the stressors that are impacting your community? And they are pretty honest. So for Berthoud, a student early on just said, you know, one of the stressors that they're facing is death.
The goal is to get these frank discussions out in the open and to get the rest of the student body talking about them. The program is in use at hundreds of schools across the country. In Berthoud, the results were almost immediate. Allison Lanter is an English teacher.
Even the day after the training, I had two students come to me and they're like, hey, you know, a certain friend of mine is exhibiting some of these areas. I didn't even know to look for it before.
She says the students wanted to know what they could do to help their friend.
That first step, from kids that might not have come to me or anyone initially, you know, down the line could have eventually saved their friend's life.
Kimberly Blau is now a sophomore and was one of the first students to become a peer leader. In addition to helping others over the past year, she's also working through her own grief and recovery.
For me, it's just acknowledging when I'm having a bad day and knowing that, yep, this is like, it's a bad day, but I know that I can rely on other positive things in my life to help me hopefully make this day better.
Because it's been so effective, the Thompson School District plans to offer the training at its 4 other high schools this spring. The district is using grant money, which runs out next year, to pay for the program. For KUNC, I'm Matt Bloom.